has a terrible memory. She never forgets a thing.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's a true story, I'm told. A guy bought a brand new car. On his way home from the dealership, he was thrilled out of his mind, driving that car for the first time. Suddenly, he thought, I'm forgetting something. So he stopped and searched his pockets. His wallet was there. The paperwork from his new purchase was all in order. Still, he couldn't shake the feeling that he'd forgotten something. When he reached home, his daughter ran out to him, stopped, looked at the car and said, Where's Mom? Come on. Reminds me of the story of a guy I met who said I could tell you his story, providing I didn't tell you his name or initials, which are JL. No, I'm kidding. He loves to exercise at the gym, and one day he finished his workout, went outside to the bike rack, and found that his bike was gone. It was an expensive bike, but he lives in a small town where no one steals anything, so he hadn't locked it up. He walked around a little just in case. Maybe one of the kids took a joyride and discarded the bike. The more he walked, the angrier he got. Finally, he went back inside the gym to ask for help. The gal in charge said, We thought of getting a security camera, but we're in a small town. He decided to head to the police station just a few blocks away, and while walking there, it suddenly hit him. I didn't take the bike today. And sure enough, he got home and found his expensive bike leaning up against his fence, all safe and sound. It's like the old poet said, I can live with my arthritis and my dentures fit just fine. I can see with my bifocals, but oh, how I miss my mind. Well, if you can't find your car keys, your grocery list, or your wife, here are 23 ways to sharpen your memory. Sadly, I can only remember 7. Number 1, stay mentally active. Just like working out helps your muscles, a mental workout causes the brain to transmit signals sharpening connections between neurons, and I think that's good. Try crossword puzzles. Read and memorize scripture. It sharpens and revitalizes the mind. Playing an instrument can help, so I like to play the radio. Stay mentally active. 2, socialize often. Stress and depression contribute to memory loss. Hanging out with others can minimize stress and depression, so socialize often. 3, get organized. It's easy to lose stuff like bicycles and cars and wives if your house is cluttered. Keep a list of appointments. Have a place for everything and everything in its place. Get organized. 4, sleep well. Make getting enough sleep a priority. Remember, laugh and the world laughs with you. Snore, and you sleep alone. Shut off your phone at least 2 hours before bedtime. That can help. Sleep well. 5, eat well. A healthy diet contributes to a healthy brain. Remember what Miss Piggy said? Never eat more than you can lift. 6, exercise regularly. Physical activity increases blood flow to the brain. Personally, I like to ride one of those hamster wheels 3 times a week. I always feel better when I stop. Number 7, remember who never forgets. Psalm 105:8, He remembers His covenant forever, the promise He made for 1,000 generations. Isaiah 49, Can a mother forget her nursing child? Even if that were possible, I would not forget you. See, I have written your name on the palms of my hands. Hebrews 8 says that God made a new covenant with His people. Here's part of that covenant. I will be their God, and they will be my people. And I will forgive their wickedness, and I will never again remember their sins. Next time you forget, remember the one who never forgets. And remember my friend who couldn't find his bike? I promised not to give you his name or initials, but I didn't say I wouldn't give you his wife's name. I can't remember.
Join Laugh Again next February 3rd to 10th to help celebrate our 5-year anniversary. We'll embark on a 7-day cruise of the Western Caribbean aboard the Royal Caribbean Oasis of the Seas. To learn more, call 1-800-663-2425 or in the U.S. at 1-844-663-2424. Laugh Again. Truth bringing laughter to life.